The one only Erin Molan is at the hospital at the moment with her daughter Eliza, who has he's got a cough, croup. So, yeah, so she might make it in this morning. We'll see how she goes.
We shall see.
We said to her, I just texted her, said, you see how you go. There's no pressure to come in.
It's one of your pressure tests.
No, it is not.
That's one of your...
It is not. If you have a child who's sick, you can take a day off.
But if you have a grandfather that dies, you may not. And that is your policy, and I respect it.
I just don't know why funerals aren't on Saturdays.
Yes.
I mean, for me, that's the day.
Honour thy past on Saturday, it says in, is it Romans? Romans 10:14?
That's, I mean, yes. And no, look, let's, no, we're obviously, hopefully, no, yeah. But you know what? A shout out to the hospital staff who are apparently big fans of the show. And some of them will be listening on the way home.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, no, they said to her, what are we going to listen to now on the way home? She could have said, well, the show will go on.
Well, she wouldn't have.
She probably said, listen to Coles Radio.
Oh, that is good, actually, now that you mention it.
I'm just saying, supermarkets, stay in your lane.
Do you know what they're
I'm on that now. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of going to a supermarket and there's no staff because they're all in the DJ booth organising their latest tunes. I'm sick of it. I've had a gut full.
Well, I've got a tagline for the station if they want it for free. Coles Radio, bargains and bangers.
I don't like it. It's too good.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Down, down, down. The ratings are down. No, we're not doing that. We're not talking about the radio.
Tell you what we are doing, and that's Alpha Bucks. It's, oh, no, that means you've got to do Alpha Bucks.
Yeah, and you
no,
need
I'm
to,
doing it today.
No, you're not. I'm doing it. You do the announcing. I need to do something. I'm doing Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks is on at 7. Alpha Bucks on at 8.
Yes, and I will nail it both times.
All morning, though. How about your $80 million for Powerball? We're giving away Powerball tickets.
Let's do it right now. Who wants Powerball tickets? Call 131060, you win $80 million. You just ring this radio station right now. 131060, you win $80 million with Powerball.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
So Erin is at the hospital with her daughter, Eliza. We wish them well. We think it's just croup, but that can still be serious. We're going to talk sick children a bit later on because there's a flu's going around, man.
Is it what?
It's crazy, but I'll tell you what, $80 million Powerball, if Erin wins that, we'll never see her again. Nope. I mean, Mark... you won $80 million, don't you, Mark?
Yes, please.
Yeah, well, you've got the chance, mate.
Powerball ticket, buddy. Well done, Mark.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you.
Now, Mark, have you seen the ScoMo vision of him knocking over the kid at the soccer game?
Yeah, I was told about this. Yeah, yeah.
Can I play you some of it? This is how it went down.
Politics can be a bruising sport. As the self-confessed bulldozer goes charge for votes That's in good. Tasmania.
Think of, and yeah, so good on you, Mark. Well, you enjoy your Powerball.
Yep.
But, I mean, what do you think? What do you think about what ScoMo did? Can I start? It was soccer, you know?
Yes.
So you've got soccer mums, who they don't want their children to get injured.
No, that's why they're playing soccer.
So they play soccer.
Yeah.
So they go to school thinking the kids are going to have a little game of soccer.
A little nice game of soccer.
And then I reckon he would be 110 kilos.
Mm.
He'd be 100. He's definitely 100.
Oh, I've got him at 112.
All right. Yep. I reckon you're probably right. Mm-hmm. About 112.
Mm.
Bloke.
Nude. In the nude.
Well, he wasn't nude.
But in the nude, I reckon he's 112.
I know, but I don't think we can talk about being in the nude with him wrestling.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, I'm just doing a weight thing. So in the nude, ScoMo's 112. Right. With clothes, sort of leathers, I reckon it's up to 115.
Yeah, hard shoes on as well.
Mostly, very hard shoes.
So, and maybe that was part of the problem. He didn't have enough.
No grip.
No grip.
The kids were in boots.
He had no grip. He didn't have sprigs. No sprigs.
That's what they used to call boots.
And so he's turned left, and he's just gone straight over the top of this soccer kid.
Yeah.
The soccer kid would weigh, 25 kilos?
If that. And he's not expecting. If you go out for a game of, Taswegian soccer, you're not expecting a 112-kilo prime minister to land on you.
Yeah, it's like
and he looks shocked. He's like, what is this store? What is this bloke doing?
He can be anywhere. Like if you're at the hairdresser, waiting for a head, a hair sort of
cut.
and a wash.
Oh, yeah.
You don't expect those big sausage fingers to be Indian.
Oh, yeah, that's his last act. So, yeah, he was...
He just gets everywhere, doesn't he?
He gets everywhere. Now, he's a playbook, though, because it worked for another conservative person trying to get re-elected. This is, remember Boris Johnson trying to play, it was rugby, against children. And no, this,
you've shown me the vision, and I go on our socials, you see this vision.
Have a look at this, have a listen. See how people laugh? He went straight over the top of this kid.
At least it was rugby, though, and he was trying to score a try. I mean, ScoMo's just gone left in a soccer game. That kid wasn't watching the soccer,
no,
was he?
No, the kid thought the play had passed him by. The kid had seen the ball get switched to the other wing and he's going, well, I'm off here. Wait a second, what's this? Jeez, that's 112. Bang. Now,
I've got to give ScoMo a little bit of credit, though, because not...
Credit?
No, not his full weight didn't land on the kid.
Yes, it did.
He held himself up. If his full weight had landed on that kid, we're talking about a completely different situation.
Like, what are you saying? It's like Beaconsfield.
I'm saying...
We have to get the...
I'm saying he cuddled him to the ground.
Oh, you are joking.
It was a cuddle.
No, then it was a tack. Nah, he... Nah, that was a body slam.
It wasn't a body
Where
slam.
Where I come from, that was a body
it
slam.
It wasn't a WWE move. But I think that people can relate to this. I reckon people injure children.
Oh, not has a prime minister fallen on you? Be a few ladies back in the day. Bob Hawke fell on me.
Time after time. We can say that because he's no longer with us.
Tell you what, I couldn't go to a motel without Bob Hawke falling on me.
He lived his life, Bob Hawke.
It's all in the book, guys.
God, he lived his life.
It's all in the book.
Why do all these guys who just have no rules
end up morals, no rules.
They just end up, everyone
end up with,
loves them.
With parades.
Statues. They just did whatever they liked.
So,
they didn't care at all about their families.
131060. Have you injured a child? Have you accidentally injured a child? You are playing for Powerball tickets. It's $80 million worth.
I remember, I had a trip to the hospital with a child.
That you'd caused.
Oh, it's terrible.
Okay.
Terrible.
Had you accidentally injured a child?
But injuring children. I mean, trampolines.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't actually do it, but my youngest daughter, I think she might have been one at the time or maybe 18 months old, and I was on my phone. And she climbed up, on the side of a cubby house. It was way too high.
Yeah.
And then I hear a scream and I look up and she like face planted.
Oh.
Yeah. And she had it. And that was my fault, but I didn't do it.
Well, you did.
Well, it was on my phone.
Well, because that's negligence. Negligence is the same as doing it.
All right. So she ended up with such a massive sort of egg-shaped lump on the on her forehead.
Poor thing.
I had to rush her to the hospital.
And what would they say?
No, she's fine.
Take her to the negligence unit. Dave, get off your phone. Dave, we need to give your daughter an x-ray. Mate, I know you've just had to tweet about it. And we'll all like the tweet. You're not alone, but I doubt there is anyone as negligent as you. Linda from Campbelltown. Linda, what did you do? What did you do, Linda?
Okay, so we're going back about 15 years. Yep. We were getting family photos on the lounge room floor at my mum and dad's house with my brothers, sisters, nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
I was sitting down with my nieces and my nephews on the floor at the front. And as we finished taking the photos, I went to get up and so did my two-year-old niece at the time.
Yeah.
And as I got up, I'd kind of accidentally booted her in the mouth.
Yeah.
So I kind of gave her a busted lip and there was blood everywhere. I felt like a terrible auntie.
You just get that look. They say, no, it's not your fault. But in their eyes, Linda, you can tell that they think it's your fault, don't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But you know what? She's great now, isn't she? How old is she now? She's fine.
She's 20 now.
Yeah, and you toughened her up. You know what I mean?
You can't do the toughening.
She learned that life isn't always.
So what did this kid learn? When 112 kilos of ScoMo landed on this poor child, what did he learn?
He learned that if you've taken the easy option of playing soccer, but still, life can be tough. You know what I mean? You've got to look right at any point. They can turn and come for you.
The easy option of playing soccer is an interesting phrase. Melissa from Kingswood. Melissa, who did you injure?
My son.
Okay, how'd you do it?
Oh, he's now 25, but at the time he was 2 months old. I laid him on the floor while I was doing some ironing.
Yep.
The iron fell off the ironing board and fell on his arm.
No! I mean, that is...
Yeah. I was gutted. I couldn't stop crying. Yeah.
What about him?
Has he still got the scar?
He's got the scar on his arm.
Yeah. Well, he learnt not to...
He didn't. You know, what he did he learn? What did he learn?
To pitch in. To pitch in. You know what? If he had been doing the ironing, it wouldn't have happened. Susie, Ed, and Aaron. Yeah, so yesterday we had a meeting and it was good. You learn about things that are appropriate and inappropriate in the workplace. And I think we're already across most of it, but it was good to have that reinforced. And then today, I open the paper.
There's a picture of you.
Not a picture of me. It says, hug is the drug. It says,
hug is the drug.
A cuddle can relieve stress in women, according to researchers who say the same effect was not seen in men. The team asked 76 people in romantic relationships to put one hand in ice water for 3 minutes while maintaining eye contact with the camera. Before the test, half of the couples were instructed to embrace while others did not, and researchers measured stress indicators, including levels of the stress hormone cortisol. Women who embraced their partner had a lower cortisol response to the stress test than women who did not.
That's interesting.
The effect was not seen in men. So
your wife straight away, is she, my wife is very keen for a hug. She's keen for hugs at inopportune times, like when I'm about to go to work or just like watching basketball.
You know, I think I reckon the worm has turned in my relationship where I'm the one who's asking for more hugs than my wife.
Are you serious?
But she's always claims that I only hug her when I want it to go further.
As an initiation.
She believes that gateway. I only show her affection, yeah, if I want to.
It's a gateway drug for other things.
And maybe in the past that was true, but now, in my later years, I just sometimes want to hug.
Yeah, because you're having trouble standing up. What about our illustrious female producers? Alex? He's on the phone.
Hello.
Alex. Hello, Alex. Are you a hugger? Do you need hugs to feel better?
No, I hate hugs.
Yeah, you're like me. That's
you're
why I asked.
A hug hater.
Yes, Alex.
Now,
hugs.
Mindy,
are
you a hug lover?
Mindy's hug central. Mindy, you'd be hug central.
I love hugs.
Yeah, loves a hug.
So, right, Mindy.
Love
them. You know, you're on record as saying you've been single for quite a while now.
I know, because I hug too much. I freak guys out.
So,
are you a hug in the sleep type of gal?
Yes, cling.
Yeah, cling.
Yeah,
the koala.
A lipon? What's one of those things that cling to the side of ships?
Oh, a lichen or whatever. Something
that just barnacle? Sucks on and. No, but so. Mindy, in the workplace, and this is I'm just.
Are you angling?
No, I'm just saying.
Do you two want to hug?
Oh my God,
Mindy's
we're
going
to hug. No, that's your decision.
Yeah,
Mindy, can you go on the mic and say it's your?
Okay, Mindy Thomas. This is my decision to hug Husey. I give permission to him to hug me.
Alright,
play some music.
Oh no, can't touch this. He's a good hugger.
I'm a good hugger. That is a lovely compliment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
How do we both feel now?
Warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, I feel that my cortisol levels have been lowered. That's why I want them lower, don't I?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. So, all right. So we're going to institute a hugging policy around here, are we?
Is that
or
what
not?
This is about?
No, it isn't about that at all.
You're just going to go through the office with your free hug sign on.
Yeah, but we know how anti the touch you are.
Nobody touched me.
No one's allowed to touch you. I got a driver last night. So, mm-hmm. and a man, actually, do we come back to
happened?
Man?
Oh, no.
There was something that happened as we got out of the car.
Oh, no.
Are we going to come back and he's...
All right, let's come back and find out what happened to Husey and a man on the street.
No, he was in a car.
I now know what's going on here. You're looking to get out from underneath it like a claim.
No, I'm not.
If you're a hugger, 131060, we got Powerball tickets. It's $80 million. Are you Sydney's huggiest person? Husey, Ed and Aaron. Now, you're wondering, if in the paper today, wondering why women crave cuddles, but men are half-hearted. Stress could be the answer. Research has found that women, when they get hugged by someone they like in particular, or love. As low as the cortisol levels, which is the stress hormone in women, which is very interesting.
I just hugged Mindy, who is single at the moment. And how long since your last hug, Mindy, do you reckon?
Oh.
Seriously.
It's been a really long time, actually.
Is that your first hug in a long time?
Like 86?
Yeah, maybe 87, yeah. So it's been a long, I reckon months.
You haven't had a hug in months.
No, that's too long.
Guys.
Do you know what? That's too long, Mindy.
It's hug central here now.
Okay.
And it's all, everyone's got to be into it though. You sign up for it.
All right, we'll have a sheet.
Yeah.
We'll have an app.
And I reckon we video the hugs.
I agree too.
So that videoed.
Does the camera on your shoe do video? So Bonnie from Blacktown. Do you love a hug?
I love a hug.
Okay.
They don't happen often, God, you but I love it.
You sound like, so nice, yeah, Bonnie.
You sound like someone who deserves a hug. Now, do you have a hugger, someone who should be hugging you in your life?
Yes, I'm married, but I think, unfortunately, due to that factor, they don't happen as often as they should.
Oh, no, this is, he's, you know, getting, he's banging his pen, no, here, Bonnie.
I, look, because I realise I've got someone in my life I should be hugging more often, and even if she doesn't want to be hugged, she's getting hugged.
Now, Bonnie, you know? How often do you get a hug?
I think once on the weekend.
No.
One
special
hug.
Occasion cuddles.
Yeah. Does the hug always, you know, when he hugs you, do you think he wants more? Is that the situation here, Bonnie?
I used to, but he voiced that wasn't his reasoning. It was weird for me, kind of. But I love it. It just kind of like means it. Special for some reason, it makes me feel wanted.
Oh, that's it. Listen, yeah, Bonnie, if you are a man listening, Bonnies are everywhere in this town today. Hug your lady.
Yeah, and also if you've got someone single in your life,
don't.
If you've got a single friend, ask them if they want a hug. Nick, you're single. Mindy's single. Why haven't you been asking if she wants a hug?
I'd love a hug. I'm sorry to neglect him in.
Yeah, but Nick's, you know,
whatever.
You gotta watch Nick.
No, so I think Nick's a trustworthy hugger.
I don't. So let's go to why did this start? Because you promised that you and a man did something in a car together last night.
Well, I was at the airport. I got picked up by a young man who I like, who's actually been on this radio show before. We won't talk about that. But when we got out of the car after talking about life, we had a hug. And can we talk to him?
Yeah. Hello, morning, Kaiser from Lux Ride. Kaiser, it's always a pleasure.
Good morning, folks. How you doing?
Yeah, great. Now, Kaiser, when we got out of the car and
yes,
did you think we were going to hug, or how do we end up hugging, do you reckon?
Honestly, I think it's the Zen moment, like, you know, when I realize, God, I mean, that was the other side, honestly, which I discovered yesterday, that Husey is actually quite Zen.
I'm quite Zen. And we talked about the universe, and we talked about the great unknown, and we talked about nothingness behind everything.
And what about the noise?
The noise. Got to get behind the noise. That's what we talked about.
What's the
the noise of your mind, the ego.
Okay.
We talked about getting behind the ego.
Okay.
And so when we got out of the car,
yep,
we hugged it out, didn't we, Kaiser?
We did. Honestly, I only do it to girls, but I had to do it with you.
You can catch Tommy Little every afternoon from 3 with Carrie Bickmore, and you can see him live, cop this, at the Enmore Theatre this Friday and then at the Concourse on Saturday. Tickets are at comedy.com.au, but he's very kindly given us some doubles to give away. So 131060 if you want to see the great man in action. And if you want to hear his voice, what would I do?
You would listen to us right now. Tommy Little, welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Now, Erin is sick today. Oh, no, she's not sick. Eliza, her daughter, is sick. They're at the hospital, but they're listening in from the hospital. So give them a shout out, Tommy.
Happy Thursday morning. I hope you both feel better.
Well, yeah, man.
Now, I saw Tommy's show the other night.
Sorry, I didn't know we were going to start out with a shout out. And then as soon as you said she's sick, no, it's her daughter who's sick, I thought, oh, they've got to get their story straight.
Yeah.
They have gone on a holiday and not told you guys. Yeah,
exactly right. A lot of palm trees. Why can I hear a steel drum, Erin Mullen?
Now,
there's a lot of waves crashing in the background for the hospital.
Good luck to them. You know, and a Thursday's a good day to have a quick holiday. Just fly. You can have a holiday anywhere, Tommy, because you can fly your own plane. I saw his show. His pilot show. He's Top Gun. There's no doubt about that.
I know. He's perfectly timed.
And the show is hilarious. So you should go along and see the show.
Yeah, bloody oath.
But should you get in a plane with him?
Tommy Little. Now, I want to remind you quickly, because Aaron's not here this morning. Remember last time you were on, he's ducking you. This was just before you'd done the test. Now you've done the test. This is what this last time you were on, this is how hard he was trying to duck you.
Hey, all right. Okay.
Tails never fails.
In New South Wales.
Oh, no. Look down. What is it?
Oh, show me.
Picture of a bird.
That's Tails.
Oh, Tails! Husey, you're up, baby!
Aha.
Yes!
That was, that way. See, I live, she says. Tommy Little, he flipped a coin and he wanted to be the first celebrity that you took up in your plane. And has he done anything to make that happen since that happened? Anything at all?
No, if anything, he's been avoiding me.
Yeah. Thank you, Barry. That's what I thought.
Yeah, but yeah,
that's what I thought.
I often ask him if he wants to hang out. I ask him where the closest airport is to his place, and he just avoids all questions.
Yeah.
No, look.
Yeah.
And I think, and Hughes, you know I love you, but I often think, you know, when people are deciding whether they want to come up with me in a plane, I think they should weigh up how much of their life they have left and what they have left to live for. And you've had a full and a great life.
No, I have. You're right. I have.
And so let's take some risks.
I think my children are on the right path and they have the best guide, which is their mother. And she's doing a great job. And I reckon I'm probably just getting in the way, to be honest.
We're not taking Holly up.
No, she's not going up.
We need her.
Yeah, look, I understand, Tommy, I haven't been up, and in your show you talk about how none of your friends want to go on a plane with you. Is that true? Do none of them want to go at all?
None of them. No, I told them because I, you know, my dream is to kind of buy a little plane and then do gigs in the country. And the weekend, I started looking at pictures of planes and showing my mates, and they're like 4-seaters, 6-seaters. My mate finally said, mate, buy a 1-seater and a parachute.
But you know what? And this is honest to truth. When I'm on a plane, a commercial airliner, when I walk down the aisle and I see someone who I think might be more famous than me, I just want to get off the plane. I know if that plane goes down,
I know
that they're going to get the front cover I'm not. Mm. So
are you scared? Are you honestly scared that if we crash, the headline is going to say Tommy Little and passenger die?
An unknown passenger. Tommy Little and unknown senior citizen perish.
Tommy Little and presumably his grandfather.
All right. I'm going to put it to the people.
Oh,
I'm putting it to the people.
No.
If the people say I go in a plane with Tommy, what?
Why do the people have to say it? The coin's already said it. We've already said it. In fact, you've already said it.
Final say.
So this is Final Destination, like the movie.
The final say. Okay. If you get involved here, you could win tickets to Tommy's show, but you need to have, we need
an opinion.
Yes.
All right. Maybe you're scared of flying. Maybe you're someone who's scared of flying. Maybe you've been in many light aircraft and it's wonderful. I don't know. But you can see Tommy Little, Enmore Theatre this Friday, a concourse this Saturday. Tickets are at comedy.com.au.
It is a brilliant show. Definitely go along.
Or you get 13 10 60, you get yourself a double pass. Tommy Little, will you adhere to the will of the people?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I was already in.
You're not the issue. Susie,
Ed and Aaron. Tell you what, in the show he goes through how you get a pilot's license and it seems too easy for me.
Yeah.
Like they do no training.
No.
You don't have to know nothing.
Yeah, you ain't got no nothing. You just need a jacket.
There's no drug testing. There's no breath testing.
Big shout out to
anyone.
No
drug or alcohol. You can get hammered and then up in the plane.
Yeah,
it's not good.
No, a big shout out to all the pilots listening as well. But should Hughesy go up in Tommy Little's tiny plane?
None of his friends will go up.
No, that's the issue, which implies that you're not, you know, a real
friend.
Top of the list. You're sort of down the list somewhat. I tell you what, even if you do go up though, and Tommy has an episode, this has been a huge story in the recent week. Remember the guy in Florida when the passenger had to land the plane. This is on the radio. This is a pilot talking to the tower after it happened.
Did you say the passengers landed the airplane?
That's correct.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, great job.
So that's you, man. Did you know that Dave Hughesy Hughes just landed the airplane? Oh my God, great job.
Could I do it? I don't know. Do I want to? I got a lot to live for, even though Tommy said my life's over. It's not. There's a lot. I got a lot of living to do.
Got the Masked Singer?
Masked Singer's coming up. Absolutely. What do they do without me?
Emotional tribute. Peter, in Baulkham Hills, you got yourself some tickets to go see the great Tommy Little. Should Hughesy go up in that plane?
Absolutely, yes.
Wow.
It's easy for you to say, Peter. Have you ever been in a light plane with a friend piloting it?
No.
No. Have you ever been in a light plane?
Yes.
All right, with a professional pilot, though. Yep.
Yes.
If there was trouble with the plane, Peter, and it did go down in the drink in Botany Bay, who would lead the headlines the next day, Tommy or Hughesy, do you think?
Tommy.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's tough going.
Why did you ask the question?
I just thought it would be fun, and it was. So Nicole from Matraville, should Hughesy go up with the very inexperienced Tommy Little?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay, great.
So, Nicole... Would you let your loved one go up with some loose unit in a plane?
I'd go up with him.
Yeah, no, but that's probably because you want to be with him, you know. So, but
there's no autopilot, Nicole. He does have to sort of pay attention at some point to the instruments.
So, is it 100%?
So far, this has never happened before. But we're running a. I've got to ask Nicole my question, Nicole. Nicole, let's just say that there was issues and the plane did go down somewhere near Badgerys Creek. Who would lead the headlines the next day, Husey or Tommy, do you think?
Probably Tommy.
Okay.
What is going on here, guys? Oh, no, it's not funny. who was allowed these callers through? Taking their tickets off them.
Well, it's 100%. He's going
up. You lead the witness.
I do. Well.
You lead the witness. Susie, Ed and Aaron. Yeah, we're also doing a podcast this afternoon with a Channing Tatum lookalike.
Just the 5 million followers on TikTok at the moment.
And Aaron Mullen, is that what you're more concerned about than anything else? You wanted to be at that podcast, didn't you, Aaron?
This is honestly close to the worst day of my life. I'd forgotten about that.
Can he come round?
Maybe he could come round.
Can he come round? Can he deliver the goods?
Oh, that'd be nice. Now, how are you, boys?
We're good. We're holding the fort or manning the fort. We're keeping the home fires burning. But, Aaron, you had a stressful night. Let's get serious here. What happened last night?
Yeah. So, Eliza, we went to bed and she was fine. And then a few times during the night just woke up saying that her throat was a little bit sore, but then kind of went off to sleep pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And at 4 a.m. Yeah, telling. And then, just wakes you after. And then at 4 a.m. this morning, she woke up and just couldn't breathe, which was awful.
Oh, so scary.
And it's never happened before. She doesn't, you can talk in 1 minute, okay?
Yeah.
She doesn't have asthma or anything, and she'd, but just couldn't get any air in. So, and I, even for a second, I went to, I picked up my phone to kind of call 000, and then I'm thinking, oh god, I know they're short,
it'd
be a false alarm. Like, you start to second guess.
Oh no!
But I just went, no, I've got to do it. So I called them. They were incredible. There was a lady on the phone there who kind of just talked me through how to try and get her to calm down a bit. And yeah,
stressful.
We're just so lucky in this country, but I think just really scary as a mum to not know, not know how to help her, and she's panicking because she can't get enough air in. And it was like that. That's a great sound effect, Bubba. And I think as well, just because I was alone with her as well.
Yeah,
my dad is a policeman, so he's very good in emergencies, and it's not really my strength. But look, they were incredible, and a couple of ambos, I think it was 14 minutes later, came and gave her a steroid, which opened up.
Yeah, right.
It was amazing. And then we went to the hospital. Where did we go this morning?
Went to the hospital.
How did we get there?
Ambulance.
Ambulance? Yeah, we went in an ambulance. So, it was scary, but it just...
So, was that the top? So, 14 minutes. I don't know what is average. We've all these reports about how people are struggling to get ambulances. In that 14 minutes, were you still on the phone to 000?
Yeah, the whole time. Yeah. It was amazing. She just stayed on the phone with us, the whole time, which was incredible. Because you kind of, I assumed she'd probably have to move on to other people and said thank you and was trying to not be upset myself because it was making Eliza more upset. But she was amazing.
Dad, look what I did.
Oh, you're so clever. So she was great. She said, and as soon as she heard them kind of arrive, she said, okay, they kind of communicated almost with each other over speakerphone. And once she'd heard them and they said, yep, thank you, we're here. And
let's give then she went. The applause to the first responders.
Great job,
first responders. So what did they say at the hospital? What have they diagnosed what it was?
Yeah, so croup, which she's never had either. So I think there's she's had a cough and a cold from preschool that she's had for a couple of weeks. But the cold weather, apparently between 3 and 4 a.m. is the coldest part. Oh, you can talk in one tick. Is the coldest part of the morning. And so she's obviously had it there, and then when that coldness hits, it makes it's that's worse, when it kind of it climaxes almost.
Is that a viral thing? Do you get croup from other people?
Viral.
It is viral.
I think it's contagious. As she said it was, she said it should, this should be it now. She should be, she's fine now. Like the steroids, she said to me as I left the doctor that it'll keep her up.
Look out.
So good luck.
Get her a bike.
You know what? The fact is, though, that we're hearing reports of people who are sick. My son off yesterday, and I'm trying to get him to go to school today.
There's basketball on.
Yeah, I know, but he is coughing. They're coughing all over. It's because the borders are open and the bugs are coming back in.
Experts warn Aussies are in for a severe flu season as cases spike and there's record lows of people getting the flu vaccine.
See, the other thing, guys, is that because we've been so, for 2 years, we basically haven't touched anyone else or anything, and we've been so meticulous with everything that our bodies kind of haven't had, you know, we've had a couple of years without fighting much at all unless we've got COVID. So it's now we're kind of back to normality. It's, I think, hitting people a little bit harder as well.
We're going to talk to people.
Hi, Eliza.
13, 10, 60. Can we get just have one word with Eliza before we let you go, Erin?
Yeah. What do you want to say to all of the people at Mummy's Work? What would you like to say? You say, have a nice day.
No, Eliza, did Mummy look after you last night? Did Mummy do a good job?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
You're a lucky girl.
Who do you like better, Mummy or Daddy?
Yay.
Don't
ask
that
to the doctor at the hospital as well.
Eliza, five songs, title and artist in order.
Flu
season. Remember that?
Crazy. It's crazy.
It is back. Experts warn that Aussies are in for a severe flu season. Numbers for the flu in the last fortnight are considerably higher for the years prior to COVID. It's a number of factors, people coming back from going back to schools and things.
Mate, the fact is the international borders are open. The flu comes from overseas. That's why for 2 years we didn't have the flu. People weren't mingling, so they've got low immunity. And now, of course, it's gone berserk. My son had yesterday off, and I want him to go to school today.
Yes.
Because I just think, go to school with a bit of a cough. You know what I mean? For me, it's like, remember Codral? Remember that I talked about yesterday?
Soldier on
with Codral.
You once soldiered on, not with that product, but with a similar product because you needed to go on stage. And what happened?
I ended up collapsing on stage. So,
yeah.
No, and I stopped with
strong
that.
Strong message.
I stopped with that product after the collapse.
Erin's daughter was in, she's fine, everybody, but she was in the hospital last night with croup.
Yeah, we're going to try to get the 000 a call, actually. So apparently that's can be available. So we'll find, I mean, only if she's comfortable for it to be played. So we don't want to exploit someone's most vulnerable moment, do we? But we do want to make great radio.
Did she get a plug for our show in?
She said this, they said that the workers at the hospital were disappointed that they wouldn't have anything to listen to on the way home from their night shift. And she didn't tell us that she told them that they can still listen.
No, program is still on air. Miller from Guildford, over 2,000 cases in New South Wales just last week. Is this your life now, Miller?
Hello. Yes, it is. Oh. My 1-year-old just turned one last Tuesday. And not only do we have COVID in January, but bronchiolitis he had for a couple of months this year, and then returned to childcare, and then all of a sudden has the cold.
That has
just been an ordeal with phlegm on the lungs, like coughing up every night and getting up and vomiting on me, and oh my gosh.
Have you tried to get the phlegm out of their nostrils, you know, when you have to try to do that?
Do you use Fess? I use Fess on my son, and he hates it.
The little thing where you...
I know, the little Fess.
Yeah, it's a great product, but God, they hate it.
I know, as well as the nebulizer.
Miller.
We had the nebulizer on last night. My wife is mad for the nebulizer. Yeah. We've been having that on for years. Does it work? Seriously?
Of course it does. It does a great job. Thank you so much to Nebulizer if you'd like to sponsor the show. Mel from Richmond.
I said my wife loves the nebulizer. She swears by it. She could do the ads.
Well, I could do them. Mel, who's got the flu?
Both of you
my daughter
it.
Has the flu. Yep. She had it all last week.
Yep.
And then my husband caught it.
Of course
so
he did.
We're just like a gym house.
Now, have you...
Not, and coughing, and it's just nonstop.
Have you already had COVID, your family? Or?
Yeah, we have. We've had COVID, so it definitely wasn't that.
So, but what was worse? That's the question. Was the flu worse or COVID worse for your family?
The flu.
And
definitely.
A lot of people are saying that the flu is just putting COVID in the shade.
Yeah, I mean...
The flu is back.
Oh, COVID's the one to get.
Well,
if you got the option.
Well, the thing is, though, that COVID, you've got to stay home for 7 days.
Yes.
At the flu, you can just rock up to work. I mean, what are the rules?
That's very true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the flu is possibly more... I'm not an epidemiologist.
Can you give him a Sky News? It's great to have it.
Sky News Australia.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Accidentally injured a child.
131060. Lines are open. Get yourself a ticket in the $80 million Powerball draw tonight if you've accidentally injured a child.
Yeah, and we are not here to blame you. We know accidents happen.
Absolutely.
As they happened, 131060, accidentally injured a child.
Lines are open.
In front of the Daily Tally, in front of all newspapers all over the country, is the Prime Minister on the way down with a child, and he is about to hit the ground. Have a look at that. I mean, that is very close to impact, isn't it?
Yeah, he's put the hip and shoulder. It's a shouldering. He's absolutely nailed that child, that poor child. He's absolutely, he's given two arms around him and he's driven him into the ground.
No. I'm here to defend the PM.
He's Paul Gallen trying to destroy the body of a fullback.
Look, the fact is, the game was in Tasmania, and they don't play rugby league in Tasmania.
Well, he does.
He
takes it with him.
Well, the kid.
That's why the kid didn't know it was going to happen.
The kid thought it was a soccer game. He was playing soccer.
He signed up for soccer.
The kid has Ronaldo on the back of his jersey.
I get it.
So he thought it was going to be a pretty boy. Let's just kick the ball around and go. And then no. Wow. But ScoMo.
Wow, that's a topic for another day.
I know that you're a big soccer guy. You've got a show on Stan.
It's not just me. It's your whole, what you said about everyone who's ever played soccer. That sound effect you made. That's tomorrow's chat.
No, look,
could be a chat for straight after the show. Or probably.
I'm a mad soccer man. I love it.
So sometimes you go,
I was hanging out with Archie Thompson the other day. Only scored 18 games against.
He scored 14 goals against American Samoa.
Yes, American Samoa.
Yeah.
Like me, him are good friends.
They're making a documentary about that. Apparently it was the worst thing that ever happened.
Well, you know what? I know that it's a hard man's game and you can break your leg occasionally.
Can you?
Head the ball so much, and this is true, and this is all jokes aside, the heading in soccer, I think, has to stop because people are having injuries. They are, aren't they?
Look, that is.
Would there be a chance that in soccer they'll end up banning the header?
Certainly for youth soccer they will.
All right, so will they ban prime ministers getting involved in youth soccer games?
I hope so. Can we hear some of it, please?
Yes.
Politics can be a bruising sport.
Hey.
As the self-confessed bulldozer goes on the charge for votes in Tasmania.
Now, look, I am going to defend him here. And I'm defending him. If you look at his left, he's placed his left arm on the ground.
Yeah, to break his own fall.
No, but also, he's 110 kilos at least.
Yes.
If he had not held his weight up off the ground, that kid would be at hospital right now. That young man bounced up.
He did not bounce up. He got dragged up by the Prime Minister. Ragdolled. He's fine. He's fine. Give him a marginal seat. Where's Darryl Maguire?
Mate.
Give this kid some money.
I'm telling you that I think it's going to be good. I think more people are going to vote for ScoMo after this.
The bulldozer.
I think they're going to go, you know what? Kids have had it too easy for too long. They need to know how tough life can be. Put it to the people.
You're an idiot.
These things happen and adults need to be forgiven. Kids get in the way.
131060, have you accidentally injured a child?
Yes.
You're playing for your $80 million Powerball ticket, and we'll tell you what happened when we spoke to the father of this child this morning, and then see if you want to still defend the actions of the Prime Minister after you hear what the father told our team.
What did he say?
Yeah, you'll see. You'll hear next.
Well, why did I have that information?
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
The race for Luca has been run and won. The kid who got bowled over by the Prime Minister down in that Tasmanian soccer game has just been on the Today Show, getting laughs, just having the time of his life.
Well, what happened when, on 131060, we're asking if you accidentally injured a child, as the Prime Minister did yesterday, but Luke is fine, which is great, but we spoke to Luke's, our team spoke to Luke's father this morning.
Yeah, and what did he have to say? Because we
Mindy, what did he happened? What happened?
He said that he is doing a TV interview, which he has, but he didn't want to overwhelm him. He didn't want it to be a media circus.
It's not looking after him. This is the time for Luca to shine. This is Luca's audition. I mean, he's a chance for the Masked Singer, Luca.
Are you kidding?
I think we could get him on.
As what? Dressed in a big soccer ball?
What if he's the soccer ball?
The soccer ball.
Who's the soccer ball?
It's pretty good.
I think it's Luca, that kid, the Prime Minister tackled.
Which kid? That was a few months ago. I can't remember.
No, the one.
You still won't know who it is.
I'll know who it is, mate. I think he's a chance. He's still talking. He's doing a rap now.
Yeah, I believe he's rapping
now. Kyle Stefanovic's rapping with him. They all are. The whole desk is rapping with him.
Well, I think we know his path now. He's joining the Hilltop Hoods.
This is like Koshy in the back of
ambulance Beaconsfield.
Oh, gosh, he'd be spewing now, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
What's he talking about?
He's spitting verse.
What are they doing?
He's spitting rhymes. We'll get you Luca's rhymes. before the end of the show. So just, obviously he's okay. But he really came to life when that happened.
My theory is this could get the Prime Minister over the line.
In what way?
I'm telling you.
In what? Okay, watch this.
Undecided voters are going to look at that and go, yep, yeah, I'm going to vote for that
right,
guy.
Julie in Glenfield, do you look at this Prime Minister knocking over a child in Devonport in Tasmania and think, yep, he's the bloke for me?
Good morning. I wasn't quite the same. I didn't have the same class. I was teaching a bunch of six-year-olds a few netball drills, yep. And lo and behold, you know, getting right into it and then moving back so the kids can have a bit of a go, didn't see a little six-year-old behind me, and walked over the top of her backwards, and she hit the deck, I hit the deck and rolled over too. Not a pretty sight.
So you stomped on a six-year-old, is that what you did?
Gracefully, maybe a backward somehow twist. Roll?
Did her parents blame you? Were you like then taken off those?
I was mortified. I had never picked up a kid so fast. Oh my God. Yeah, no.
The child injured? Was there any long-term damage to that child?
No, thankfully. And they successfully turned 18.
Exactly. And they learned. Now, they learned to watch out. You never know when you're going to get it, you know, sort of sideswiped.
Jeff from Penrith. First things first, just Hughesy's theory that this is good for the Prime Minister in the week of the election. Do you think this is good for ScoMo in this week of the election?
Mate, honestly, I don't reckon anything's going to help him out in this election. But
so it was worth a go then, is what you're saying.
Watch out. If you're a kid around him today, because it's got good press, if you're if you knew him to...
He's loving it.
You're going to hip and shoulder someone. Now, you, Jeff, what did you do? How did you injure a child?
So about 25 years ago, I used to be an inline, like, ice hockey coach for an under-10s team. Yeah, this kid, I can't even remember the fella's name, he had a bad accident at training and broke his arm. Bad, 45 degrees offset, was horrendous.
Yep.
And then it took him about 8 to 10 weeks to come back. And then first training back, I just thought I'd give him a little nudge, pushed him over, and it snapped again. So, pretty bad.
He snapped his... How old was he?
Oh, he was 10. I was... I don't know, 20, 18.
Gave him.
Just going to see if he's still
it's
got
just
it.
Just that, shall we? Let's just that out, shall we?
Give it a test. Didn't pass the test.
No, he didn't pass the test at all, Jeff. Well,
but he learned that ice hockey's not for him.
Tell you what, though, Jeff's in the hot spot. He's in the hot spot of Powerball. You could be our winner tonight. Got yourselves Powerball tickets. Got more to give away after the news.
And if you got brutal arms, you stay off the ice. Hughesy, Ed and Aaron. Papa don't. What does Papa not do? Don't preach.
I'm in trouble deep.
Luca is not in trouble deep. Luca is the kid who the Prime Minister tackled in the soccer match, who's just been on the Today Show, and he is loving life, this young fellow.
Well, here is him describing the moment to Carl and the team on the Today Show, audio exclusively from the Today Show.
So we were playing soccer, and I think someone tries to pass it to me or Mr. Morrison, and what happened, he tripped, and he was trying not to fall on top of me, so he tried to fall underneath me.
Liberal Party minders have got to him.
I mean, how the hell was he going to get underneath him? I mean... But you know what? He's in good spirits.
More than that, because at the end of the...
But also, can I just say, before we get to what you're going to come with, he's taking all the oxygen today. Anthony Albanese can say what he likes today. No one's listening. Because Luca has made his decision. And Luca's a ScoMo man.
Are you saying watch out if you're a child around Albanese today? Because he's going to have to one-up it.
I think if you're honest, if Albo wants to go skateboarding with you, you just go, no, I'm sorry, Albo. You can skateboard to loan today, mate. Because unless you want it, you want to end up on the sunrise tomorrow. Who'd Elbo injure? Who'd Elbo bloody?
Who's Elbo? Elbow dropped. Well, at the end of the interview, can I play it?
Yes.
Did you know that Luca was an MC? He did a rap at the end of the interview. Really piped up when this happened. This is Luca.
We saw. Can I say before you hear the audio, we were watching it without the audio, and the whole Today Show team were up dancing, weren't they?
He had the crowd going
the
all in one.
Sport guy,
yeah.
Alex, I think's his name.
Lisa came back for it. Lisa's wandered in. She's loving it.
It was unbelievable.
Have a go.
We the boys from We Eat Are, send them the tools to retention. Papa, you've got to make them soccer MCs on a pension. Nah, that's not even worth our attention. Talking all rubbish like they just got out of attention. Knock, knock, who's there? I don't care, I just got you scared over there. Hey, why are you looking at me? Is it because I'm 7 and a better MC? You ain't blind, you can see. Wasn't like a penguin trying to keep up with me. I'm only in the first grade, but I got a rapping degree. Inevitably, sensationally, we've been missing listen hip-hop royalty. I'm great.
Now, did they put Dr. Dre underneath it, or did he request that?
I don't know, mate, but you know what? This is an inside job. I'm telling you, Luca got in the way of the Prime Minister. Luca's...
I've got to get my rap. I need to get my rap out.
How do I break big? I got the PM turning up. I'm going to play on his right side. I'll find his blind spot. You watch this, guys.
Are you saying he dove in front of the PM?
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
Keith Urban's The Speed of Now World Tour 2022 at keithurban.com.
And he joins us from somewhere in the world. Where are you right now, Keith?
Mate, Hughie, how are you?
Yeah, great.
Ed, how are you, mate?
Good, mate.
Yeah, great. Where are you, mate? You're overseas somewhere, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in Nashville.
Classic. But, mate, and that's your home. I know that. But there's a photo here, you on stage in a kilt in Edinburgh. You've got thousands of people at a beautiful theatre. Mate, you've got a good life, don't you?
It's probably safer to be in the kilt in Edinburgh than in Mount Isa.
They love you everywhere. Is there anywhere in the world where they love you the most, apart from Australia? Where is it? I know that it's everywhere. Is it somewhere where you go? These people.
I've got to say that the UK tour is crazy. We hadn't been there in a long time, and I really didn't know what to expect. But, God, the energy level and everything was like, I think everybody's so pent up for live music and concerts and the whole thing, and it was just palpable. So we're psyched to get back on the road here in the States, coming up, you know, just a handful of weeks, and then, of course, working our way towards Australia in December.
Yeah. Now, mate, we love following you from here. We know you're on the Ellen Show.
The Ellen Show. It was just sort of like your farewell appearance, wasn't it?
It's her last season, and we believe that you've done 20 appearances on the show. And this is just a little bit from you and Ellen, and, you know, just have a listen.
Dolly Parton said, I think someone asked if she were to do a duet with somebody, who would it be? And she said you.
Whoa. Mm. First time I met her, it was surreal because, I mean, I grew up singing her songs. Matter of fact, I sang her songs because I was 9 years old and my voice hadn't broken yet. And I sounded like her. I could sing in her key.
Mate, have you...
That's true.
And Dolly seems like a beautiful person, yeah?
Oh, she's great. Yeah. We've done a couple of things together. She sat in with us at a couple of shows, and she's just amazing. She's an icon.
On the subject of you as a young person, we've come across something you did in 1983 on New Faces with the legend, the late, great Bert Newton, introducing you. I think it was you. Was this your first time on network TV? I think you were 16 at the time. Is that true? Do you remember back to then?
I was actually 15, and I think my parents BS'd because you had to be 16 to get on the show.
Right. Really? We won't play the intro, man. This is great. Bert, here we go. Let's hear the intro.
Keith Urban is a vocalist and guitarist, 16 years of age, and Keith's ambition is to be a radio announcer. What? He's done nightclubs and school dances. He appeared on Reg Lindsay's Country Homestead. And tonight he's got All Out of Love. Act 4, Keith Urban from Queensland.
Mate, can you still remember how nervous you would have been back then?
Somebody showed me that clip recently. I couldn't believe I don't know if I was nervous or just exhausted. I looked like I hadn't slept in days.
But you sounded great. I've got to play it. You sound great. This is
1983, a 15-year-old. 15-year-old kid.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right. Believe it for so long. I'm all out of love.
It's great.
It's a tone, mate. It's there.
It's fantastic. Absolutely.
My voice has gotten higher as I've gotten older. It's gone the other way. Ridiculous.
Oh, it's good stuff. Now, it's really good stuff.
Mate, this is a bit odd.
We know that the voice. We know that.
Semi-finals?
Yeah, the battles. We're still in battles. You've got a couple left, and then we're off to the semi-finals.
Sunday night, though. All roads lead.
Absolutely right.
Another massive hit, mate. You must be rapt how that show's going again. Well done, brother.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, we had a blast on that show. And, people keep showing up, you know? They do.
Yeah, it's almost full circle too, because you got a young youngster from Tamworth who was about the same age as when you sort of got going. So it's almost a bit of full circle work.
Yes, he was great. He came out and just, and the fact that he did my song, I just thought was like, man, I don't know if I would have the you know what to come out and do that in front of somebody. Impressive.
So you may not have seen because you're obviously over in the States at the moment.
Yeah, but the Prime Minister in Australia, Scott Morrison, trying to win votes in Tasmania, played a soccer game with some 9-year-olds and bowled one of them over. And like properly, but he sort of landed on top of me, but he saved the kid because he took some of his own weight. So the kid was happy. He was on the Today Show this morning, wasn't he, Ed?
Yeah, he was. And Keith, they were just sort of chatting to him. And towards the end of the interview, they said to him, oh, we understand you're a rapper. So I'd love to get the Keith Urban appraisal of this 9-year-old kid. Have a listen.
Oh, don't do this.
No, it's good. No, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Here we go.
We don't boys from Weta, send them a total attention. Papa, you've got to make them soccer MCs on a pension. Nah, that's not even worth our attention. Talking all rubbish like they just got out of attention. Knock, knock. Who's there? I don't care. I just got you scared over there. Hey, why are you looking at me? Is it because I'm 7 and a better MC? You ain't blind. You can see. One
like a have you spun the chair, Keith, or not? What's happening?
Well, here's the good news. First of all, this is a massive relief because I swear that I interpreted what you said as ScoMo was on the Today Show and he's slapping and I'm about to critique it.
No. Oh, we wouldn't do that to you. We wouldn't do that to you.
Is the kid got potential? Come on, Keith. Has he got potential?
Pretty good. Got the rhythm, right? Yes. And got the articulation at that speed, which is tricky. So pretty good.
There we go. That's great. All right, mate. Well, thank you. We'll see you when you're back. The Speed of Sound World Tour 2022 at keithurban.com and the brand new single, the great new song that we'll be playing more, Nightfalls, we just heard. Good on you, Keith.
So proud of you, man. Proud of you.
Thank you, Susie.
Ed and Erin. Shout out to Erin Molan, who is home today because her daughter fell ill overnight and they had to rush to the hospital. They took an ambulance and the ambulance came in 14 minutes. Erin earlier today really pumped up the 000 caller who kept her calm for those 14 minutes. And so Eliza was having trouble breathing, but they got to hospital and
they were steroid.
Steroid, and they're back at home and they're on the mend. So that we'll hopefully see her tomorrow. If not, tomorrow's Friday, so we'll get through it because we're not here to make people work. We're here for people to be healthy and happy.
The old warning. No, it's the old you better come to work.
Not at all, mate.
On Friday warning.
No, not at all. I'm
now before Pharrell, you promised to.
No, my wife sent me a photo this morning. With a question mark.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and
after work.
No. We're okay. We're okay in that on that front. She's a school teacher too, so I can't talk about our love life because it's just not appropriate.
Yep.
Fair to say it's healthy. Anyway, that's not the story here. The story here is the doggy door / cat door, which is closed over. You see a closed over.
I do see that.
And what do you see next to it?
I see what I can only imagine is a small horse.
No, it's a morbidly obese cat.
Oh, sorry, yep.
Who is trying to get through a closed door.
I can't get out. Oh,
can't
no.
Can't get out.
Uh-oh, it's got to go somewhere.
Unluckily and by accident overnight, I had closed up the doggy / cat flap.
Why?
Because you know what? I did it yesterday. Because you know what? Remember we had Airtasker on? And I had Roger come to my house who was going to glue on my handles on my window. So Roger turned up and the dog was looking a bit bitey.
Mm.
So I thought I better keep the dog out for Roger.
Okay, that's nice.
So, and I forgot to I forgot to open it up again.
Yeah.
So large, what does it say there? In the kitchen.
There's a large poo in the kitchen, dear Husey, dear Husey. There's a poo in the kitchen, dear Husey, a poo. You locked the kitty door, dear Husey, dear Husey, which is why we're all leaving for another man.
It won't be easy under.
It won't be easy under Husey.
Anyway,
you're going home to clean it?
Look, hopefully it's already been done. I mean, I don't think it'd be responsible to leave a steamer in the kitchen for longer than is necessary. Hopefully the children got involved on their hands and knees and got the scrubber out. Earned their keep.
Wow. Susie, Ed and Erin.